Item is old business. Our first item of old business is change of zone 1605 Nantigo Properties LLC.
One of the rare occasions that we get something in Mr. Johnson's district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you just saying it's my showtime? Okay.
You're up.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1605 for Nantigo Properties LLC based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed MRRPC project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a developmental district as established by the comprehensive land use plan. Two, MR zoning is appropriate for the site because medium density development is appropriate in areas where central water and sewer are available. In this case, sewer service will be provided and the project is within a county operated sanitary sewer district and adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project. Water service will also be provided by a publicly regulated water company. And also, this location is developing with an urban character in accordance with the purpose of the MR zone. Three, the subject property is in an area that is growing with a variety of mixed uses, including a number of commercially zoned properties. It is also consistent with a variety of surrounding zoning and residential uses, including single-family subdivisions, mobile home parks, multifamily projects, and commercial areas. The RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land in that the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. In this case, the applicant has used design ingenuity to increase required buffers, maintain undisturbed common areas, and to create interconnecting roadways and pedestrian walkways. Five, the development has a proposed density of 3.982 units per acre, which is less than what is permitted in the existing GR zone and a proposed MR zone. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 373 townhouse style units. B, construction of this project shall be phased over a six-year period. No more than 125 residential building permits shall be issued within any given calendar year. C, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determinations. D, recreational facilities and amenities shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. These amenities shall include a swimming pool and pool house. E, the development shall be served as part of the appropriate Sussex County Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. F, the MRRPC shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. G, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. H, the applicant, its successors and or assigns, including a homeowners or condo association that will be formed, shall operate the stormwater management facilities in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. I, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and or specifications. Street design shall include curbs, sidewalks, and street lighting. J, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. K, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur from Monday through Saturday and only between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. L, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condo association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, road, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. M, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. N, a school bus stop with parking shall be provided. The location and character of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district's transportation coordinator. The location of the school bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. O, agricultural buffer shall be provided as required. The agricultural use notice shall be included in condominium documents or instruments. And instruments of conveyance. P, the site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission shall be required for the master plan in each phase of the proposed development. And Q, the RPC shall expire after 5 years if not substantially underway, as provided by 99-40E, which is similar to a subdivision application. That's my motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 1605 Nantigo Properties LLC for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.